وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ
Allah's statement, "And indeed, we gave Musa the book and followed him up with a succession of messengers. And we gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear signs and supported him with Ruh il-Qudus. Is it that whatever there came to you a messenger with what you yourselves desire not, you grew arrogant? Some you disbelieved, and some you killed." Chapter 2, verse 87, Al-Qur'an. The next topic is the arrogance of the Jews who denied and killed their prophets. Allah described the insolence of children of Israel, their rebelliousness, defiance and arrogance towards the prophets, following their lusts and desires. Allah mentioned that He gave Musa the book, the Torah, and that the Jews changed, distorted, and defied its commands, as well as altered its meanings. Allah sent messengers and prophets after Musa, who followed his law, as Allah stated, "Verily, we did reveal the Torah to Musa. Therein was guidance and light, by which the prophets who submitted themselves to Allah's will judged for the Jews, and the rabbis and the priests to judge for the Jews by the Torah after those prophets. For to them was entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they were witnesses thereto." Chapter 5, verse 44, Al-Quran. This is why Allah said here, "And qaffaynahim with messengers." As-Suddi said that Abu Malik said that qaffayna means succeeded, while others said followed. Both meanings are plausible, since Allah said, "Then we sent our messengers in succession." Chapter 23, verse 44, Al-Quran. Thereafter, Allah sent the last prophet among the children of Israel, Isa, the son of Mary, or Maryam, who was sent with some laws that differed with some in the Torah. This is why Allah also sent miracles to support Isa. These included bringing the dead back to life, forming the shape of birds from clay, and blowing into them, after which they became living birds by Allah's leave, healing the sick and foretelling the unseen, as Ibn Abbas stated. Allah also aided him with Ruh al-Qudus, and that refers to Jibreel, or Jibreel. All of these signs testified to the truthfulness of Isa and what he was sent with. Yet, the children of Israel became more defiant and envious of him, and did not want to differ with even one part of the Torah, as Allah said about Isa, "And to make lawful to you part of what was forbidden to you, and I have come to you with a proof from your Lord." Chapter 3, verse 50, Al-Quran. Hence, the children of Israel treated the prophets in the worst manner, rejecting some of them and killing some of them. All of this occurred because the prophets used to command the Jews with what differed from their desires and opinions. The prophets also upheld the rulings of the Torah that the Jews had changed, and this is why it was difficult for them to believe in these prophets. Therefore, they rejected the prophets and killed some of them. Allah said, "Is it that whenever there came to you a messenger with what you yourselves desired not, you grew arrogant? Some of you disbelieved and some of you killed." The next topic is Jibreel is Ruh al-Qudus. The proof that Jibreel is Ruh al-Qudus is the statement of Ibn Mas'ud in explanation of this ayah. This is also the view of Ibn Abbas, Muhammad bin Ka'ab, Ismail bin Khalid, As-Suddi al-Rabi' bin Anas, Atiyah al-Awfi, and Qatada. Additionally, Allah said, which the trustworthy Ruh, that is Jibreel, has brought down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you may be one of the warners. Chapter 26, verses 193 and 194, Al-Quran. Al-Bukhari recorded Aisha saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam erected a mimbar in the masjid on which Hassan bin Thabit, the renowned poet, used to defend the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his poems. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, aid Hassan with Ruhul Qudus, for he defended your prophet. Abu Dawood recorded this hadith in his Sunan, as did At-Tirmidhi, who graded it Hassan Sahih. Further, Ibn Hibban recorded in his Sahih that Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ruhul Qudus informed me that no soul shall die until it finishes its set provisions and term limit. Therefore, have taqwa of Allah and seek your sustenance in the most suitable way. The next topic is, the Jews tried to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Az-Zamakhshari commented on Allah's statement, some of you disbelieved and some of you kill. Meaning, Allah did not say killed here, because the Jews would still try to kill the Prophet in the future using poison and magic. During the illness that preceded his death, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I kept feeling the effect of what I ate from the poisoned sheep during the day of Khaybar until now, when it is the time that the artha will be cut off, meaning when death is near. The hadith was collected by Al-Bukhari and others.